the show. Stay tuned for that coming in any moment from now.
Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Now on a time for news brief with me, Elizabeth Ali Blango. The Assistant Inspector General of Police Northwest, FUK Dabodon, confirmed say, now because police be don't fear not say, other option no been there, now that make them be if the caterpillar will be fasting a Magbele Bridge over the water. AIG Dabo say, this now because plenty people will be want for use the road that time day, no been get side for pass. The lawyer for the Executive Director for Campaign for Human Rights and Development International, Emmanuel Safa Abdullahi, say, in client Abdul Fatoma bin sleep na the CID Tuesday, January 31, after we Parliament bin send am day for investigation, for seka one article we in organization write say, member of Parliament them for tell the public how then they use the Constituency Development Fund, where then say government give them inside the past 5 years. First term chairman and leader for the SLPP party, John Oponjo Benjamin, don't say the Political Party Registration Commission, now one of the institutions them were responsible for the confusion at the SLPP. Mr. Benjamin say this now because the PPRC not the take time for look inside all the concern them where the party executive gets before them pick person as chairman and leader. And Justice John Bosco Aliu, don't send one Ibrahim Kamara go na the male correctional center because the state alleged say he been bang and killed 2 men them inside July 2016. That's a news brief. We come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM with me, Elizabeth Ali Blango.
All right, good afternoon and welcome to the program Midday Show, where they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. And today now Wednesday, February 1, 2017. Like all term inside the program, we get plenty information, news and entertainment day for you inside the program. No go no way, continue for day with me, Fatima Sise, where now you presenter for today's edition of the program Midday Show. I they continue with the program and not forget to say yourself whether they are host or they any side where they listen to the program. Can send you text message to the number 077-981-981. The number again is 077-981-981. Send you text message in case you get questions or comments on any of the issues them where we discuss this afternoon at the program. And you can as well watch me live on the Democracy Facebook page and surf on the internet you get me on www.readydemocracy.sn. Well, I continue with the program, and inside the studio, I want to welcome my guest, Wena Leonard J. Bunde, Wena, the acting principal for the Christ Sales Vocational Training Center on a Circular Road. Good afternoon and welcome to the program, Leonard.
Yeah, thank you very much, Fatima.
Okay. A day inside the studio with me this afternoon for can talk on the importance of technical vocational education. And also, this man gets in your Tech Vogue way it operates na Circular Road. We go talk about and what it make important for go technical vocational education and other things then we surrounding this particular class of education. We continue with the program and now at the beginning with Farm Will Talk the work. Inside last year, Farm Will Talk International be begin do pilot phase na 3 districts them for make them go look inside some problem them where the community people na then district here they get. Usai all the stakeholder then at the 3 districts them inside one meeting where they call the district stakeholder dialogue on growing inclusive governance. Say this process don't make for the past 10 then now for the first time they don't able for get couple where it say the council na Kailaun district able for shape as they don't collect them couple here for development process them na the district. Suleiman Storm Koroma gets more angry now reports.
The district stakeholder dialogue on growing inclusive governance. Na process we Farm Will Talk been start inside last year for pilots na 3 districts them. When a Kailahun, Koinadugu, and Moyamba district. From then 10 and day to now, plenty thing them don't happen. We don't help community grow, one word day, and self, how the community then go able choose from waiting they want to waiting government or NGO them. We can force them for want. This district stakeholder dialogue on growing inclusive governance get inside the paramount chief them, the councils, NGOs, MP, youth them, and plenty other stakeholder them where they na den 3 districts here so. Part of waiting this committee don't they do now for make sure say then talk case and try for breed peace between community elders them and other people them. One big problem we don't affect people them. Now some parts them na Kailahun district. Now the way how paramount chief them and the councils them not be the agree for shape the couple with them the pull pan tax. This be don't take over 7 to 8 years, but finally don't come to an end.
Mina John Cocker, Mina the director for Farm Will Talk. Well, I mean like presently what me see na Kailahun yesterday. Now, an actual sort of evidence for sure, see, people can do anything if you give them the support. I mean, my body all be rise for see, finally, that the chairman for the district council and the chairman for the council of paramount chiefs, they're able to sign an agreement, which was facilitated by the Inclusive Peace and Development Committee. Farm Will Talk, now we play the background role, we provide technical support, but really, now then do most of the organizing. If I mean I want to call it conflict because I'm more of perception, we've been on the grow for the last 9 years, come to an end in that kind of a nice way was really symbolic. And also the issue of youth. Youths are now totally involved in the development of the district.
Maya Kaikai, now the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, INSEF say, a fine for where chief and community people link in there together and now that we peace done day between the council and the paramount chief them for sake a couple of business, then go able use them couple years waiting the collect for develop then tongue.
This new way Farm Will Talk can do, we all are about rural development because when you get peace of mind, when you get a good relationship, when you collect the money and use it, find one. When paramount and council work together, money time, then development will follow.
Maya Kaikai continue for talk say, people not for mix development with politics and say, e go continue for gain support for make sure say, the district stakeholder dialogue on growing exclusive governance where they form na Kailahun district, all water.
So I don't want to know the politics, particularly way they have moving. Now, they get the program where Farm Will Talk don't come together with we, that is for peace and order. I present to all my partner, to all work together. And when it's easy, me not decide say, I will give my support to Farm Will Talk as a partner. I will give my support through and through and through and through for make sure say they succeed. Because when they succeed, now we don't succeed.
But now that the district inclusive committee don't begin their work, plenty look day ahead for them inside 2017.
We are a very crucial year for politics. I want for ask the IPPDC for make them take up the issue of inclusion of women inside local and national politics.
Mr. Jibila, once again, me want emphasize the question of peace and security. Security, because Saloon very prone to terrorist attack.
Which now most time with problem in this country, or wherever I go over Sierra Leone, accountability. Most times we activities then what will they do? In the name of we subject them, we need to get back to them and inform them that this is what we do and this is how it comes for happen.
From war to Ebola, now to community development, we make John Coker say this go make different authority them, go they meet and talk about local development.
What the people can come up with, and not tied to just Ebola, a tied to what then defined as Danian development. And we believe, say, what we do now with the Inclusive Peace and Development Committee, now for work with the appropriate ministries, departments, and agencies, and NGOs, for make sure say, they're able to support the people them with them plans them. We believe say once the government willing for listen to the people them, we don't see they happen small, and we also willing for engage the government. There is space for the people them for benefit.
With this committee, we don't day in place for look at the issues where they affect people them na the Kailahun district, and self able tell which side development they want, and not to the government and NGO them for force them into development, and the committee now ready for look inside issues them, we go able make sure say then solve problems them within a Kailahun before the attention of the government go come. And if this test case successful, it go able help other districts them for follow within them they do. Suleiman Storm Kuruma, Radio Democracy, T report.
All right, well, I continue with the program, and the program we still listen to on our midday show. And it come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. And don't forget to Youssef can send you text message to the number 077-981-981. The number again is 077-981-981. Or you can as well leave a text message on Radio Democracy Facebook page as you watch me live on that particular page there as the program they go. I they continue with the program, and now they go inside one of we political party then when are the main opposition party SLPP. This being term, the issue them na the opposition SLPP party don't be concerned to plenty people as Italek say na two chairman them. The SLPP party gets outside we see the two chairman them when they send as people for go through the nomination for the next election we go be na constituency 66 na Tonkolili district. This make neck inside one letter where they write to PPRC confirm say na Prince Adin na the chairman for the Sierra Leone People's Party, and this according to the first ten chairman and leader for the SLPP party, John Opunjo Benjamin, say this na problem where PPRC create. John Opunjo Benjamin explain more to Wiyun Ahmed Sisi.
Indeed, there are challenges along the way, and we have always said that institutions in this country, some of them, are the root cause of the problems within some of them with political parties there. PPRC is a very big example of one. Because I was present in the meeting where we all agreed, say, for the sake of peace that we party, we had two commissioners, we had the acting registrar, we had the secretary of PPRC, they all meet with AIG Arashek. We will agree, say, for the sake of peace, law put hold activities of election our party for two weeks so that we'll all the confusion we'll get, law rectify, so that we'll move together as a united party and just do with district election and finish with the national elections and move forward. Indeed, PPRC was supposed to come out with a press statement to that effect. Chairman Suman Okape did come out with a press statement with exactly state which we agree on. By the morning, in your Secretary General, don't come out with a statement to make them ignore it in the chairman and leader don't talk. Let them go ahead and do elections. And let them go on and hold a neck meeting. PPRC, when in supposed to monitor the activities of political parties and ensure that there is peace within the party, failed to put out your own press statement, then say they are not properly composed. So the problem we can lead to the deputy chairman and leader now claiming that the chairman and leader na PPLC na in causa because they are not properly composed for make indeed then put out a press statement we confirm the step we don't take for make we get peace in this party. They allow a group of people for illegally go ahead and hold a meeting where they say they suspend the young chairman and leader, which we condemn outright. And indeed, for make the very PPLC now, when they are still not properly composed for the write a letter, for say they recognize that illegal action, to me, these are clear indications that PPLC itself don't become part of the problem.
So you want for blame PPLC, we want go and say when I get to our constitution, we're supposed to be the guiding principle for our party.
Fine. So there was no need for even make PPLC come inside because we got a constitution where they guide we. Our constitution very, very clear for say where they do district elections. Now the regional executive and then go supervise you. Where they do constituency elections, now the district executive then go supervise you. And anything outside that, now an illegal act. And this is what they did. And apart from that, when they say next meeting, I have been chairman and leader for 4 years. Never at any point in time has my deputy chaired a next meeting.
Because maybe you be the president for the next meeting there.
No. I mean, whether you present or not, the constitution very clearly states it. Now you for chair. They not talk say in your absence, your deputy go chair. They never said that.
So it has never happened. But if the chairman not there?
No, the chairman been there, and the chairman did say the next meeting not for hold. So by virtue of that, that meant the meeting not for hold. Now, in the council, the meeting, I don't say meeting not for hold because of the interest of the party. So they had no business going ahead with the next meeting. So really, that problem was caused partly by PPLC failing to do their duty and partly by somebody or a team of people there.
So let me look at development or developing issues that really come up, especially in terms of by-election, where una particular for contest, election they come, you know, some members them, they call say una need for sidom and talk peace. Well, what are you take in terms of una sidom na table and settle listing once and for all?
We don't already begin for talk to some party stakeholders where they don't group themselves, they don't even do a letter. They don't meet me. Over 10 of them, we don't begin to talk about genuine peace in this party. Not to them for face peace where people didn't talk about.
Mr. Benjamin, as first-time chairman and leader for this party, the most recent one, one go and say the onus is upon you. You get a responsibility at some point for, you know, mediate or for come and bring all the sides together for able to let this party stand up and move forward.
That is exactly what I'm doing, because what we don't do, like most of we when aspirants, we don't talk together, we don't say, we forgive peace, attention at all times, we walk in peace. And when the elders they don't contact we definitely for embrace them and let them move towards peace. When the church association itself don't meet, we for do the same thing, and we for sort of be genuine by what they do, we don't for be misled by anybody.
So which you feel say will be the way forward?
The way forward is make we run this party by the laid down constitution we'll get. And once we do that, they will respect the rules and regulations.
Quickly before we wrap up, let me go back to the PPRC. The letter we then sent to NEC, because NEC began confusion because then we get two candidates away coming from the SLPP. Then quote the recent, you know, injunction ruling we come on a court say, you know, the courts being give the executive go ahead for continue for do the work. So now that's make them just back say, okay, well, now we're inside in the executive, now in the recognize.
You see, make NEC left for pretense. The pretense we are they talk about is, first, then be know who that they for send form to fulfill when there is a vacancy. So by sending forms to two different people means they serve as an institution, they are deepening our problem because they for know that they for send form to. And two, make the left for misinterpreting the court decide. The court said, hey, when I get to executive, okay, that all man function. You understand, eh? Because we they look into the matter. They not talk, say, Prince Harding executive, na the legal executive. They just say, they don't want to do anything. We go halt the operations of the party. We mean, say, someone will come in your team, they walk, and Prince Harding and your team go walk. They don't tell you, say, na Prince Harding and your team, na the legal one. And two, the very PPLC, when they come out with a press statement for help resolve that problem, they said they were not properly composed. When did they become properly composed for make them now do a letter in the name of PPLC? Just for create further confusion that we party.
Well, in name now John Oponjo Benjamin, and the recent former chairman for the Sierra Leone People's Party. Insider interview there with Wion Ahmed Cisse. If they say the Political Party Registration Commission, PPRC, don't be part of the problem, not the Sierra Leone People's Party. Well, the program is still listening to Nami the show, and it comes to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM. I they continue with the program, and now I they go to my guest, as I still get inside the studio with me, Leonard Bundewe, now the acting principal, Christ's Vocational Training Center. A day inside the studio with me. Good afternoon again and welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you, Fatima.
So quickly, let we begin for look at generally why you think say vocational education really important.
Yeah, thank you very much. And you know, when we then our society, everyone born picking, all the MC this picking after in MPSC, BK was if we go university. So this don't come into line right with this country becomes Sierra Leone. But when you look at that, even within this population we get, we still not able to get the one that we go able at go to college directly, we go to go university or get other paper then. A bulk of brothers and sisters that we not the youth, that are in that category, we not get no paper. So for let you not reach from three, you don't take Beke, or you don't go take WAS. Then you party there when they go to school, fortunately they go to colleges or university. Then they look at saying a dropout, as they can say, when a very negative term. If I let you do something, so the essence of vocational education, now for let you set self as a human being, we don't mature, we go able to become self-reliant. Then you party there when to be the move around when they go to school, even though they don't go to college or they don't go to university, still when they see you, they go respect you and accept you, see. You say very value and important in the society. So yeah.
Specifically, what are waiting the happen at the tech book there? I mean, in terms of education, what are waiting the come out today and how important it be?
Yeah, tech book education, not a second chance education, as I say. Okay. Now, consider again as Sierra Leone, when somebody like Beke, because these are the main targeted exams we all man get, when people don't go sit Beke 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, everybody the vex plan and say, not serious. At that time, they would remember, say, oh, this, before Doris go bad, or before James go bad, let O'Kran go on a tech book. But if we don't identify, say, Doris, even when it's the MPSC, it goes slow, slow, because every nation, every tribe, every country, not to all my get sense that way the way they compare. Even UK, not to all my just get university education. So people, they must stay within the middle level manpower education, when a tech book education. But they identify the early. If they don't say this person a slow learner, instead of he waste time, Omar Vexpana in the end they abandon him, then they still say, yes, from this point, let okay this man go directly to the table or this woman go. So tomorrow, causes like secretariat cause. He go do 2 years, he become a secretary. It will be very important. Causes like tailoring and dressmaking. If I let somebody become a tailor, imagine we're all in a clothes they wear. They close here and a tailor then show. No matter in our overseas they come on. Now seamstress they show their clothes. So you're not gonna know the value of that thing when you get married program. Where tailor disappoints you, everything they mix up you. But you don't know in value. But if Telvok Institution they provide this kind of opportunity for brothers and sisters at early time for calm, that they add more value to them. Because the money we will get from their tailoring way they do, they go able to use them for educating and picking them, we get the sense for go to mainstream education early. But as a nation, as I say, we always be the look at each other, say, man don't struggle say from class 1 to from 5. In those days, or from class 1 to SS4, we're unable to make up beyond that point. It's Aramana drop out. Now, may we in the Tevo Kingdom, we know they call them drop out. We refer to them as early school leavers. You can leave school where they class 5. You can even leave school where you sit to us. So, once you come, we put value by you, we know they call you drop out because now you're negative. You tell your friend, we're not running at school class 5, class 6, from 1, from 3. Then in the end, they left behind. Then later, I tell us, we're not a drop out. That's a lot they make, even though that guy is my best friend. He never can hear me. But if society not look at us saying I drop out, now all the school leavers, and provision there for leg able, empower himself, definitely, if you want to see my friend, I will call her, Sebo, so I will get some plumbing business. So if he come with his kids, very respectable, he doing work, he move. He can even park his motor car, he can as a plumber, he doing plumbing work, he move. But because the kind of nature of education we don't get, this white collar job, if I don't come up from a college or Jala or IPAM or other universities, maybe my auntie they want to ask me what they do. If I don't say, even with sisters, with this culture of this teenage pregnancy, when you take a statistics of that. Now after Beke, because just you don't get that belly now, you know, you're very bright, you know, come on a very strong family. If you don't go, by the time you're married, you don't get that belly back.
But una self Nadab's impact particular set of education they
yes,
una not done they promote and mean the advantages then where this particular education gets.
Mm-hmm.
What do you they do in that end?
Yeah, one, like my institution, Crystal's Vocational Training Center, 162 Circular Road, were available. Most times, they decide transport, you see black body in Ado with the St. Albert. And until you go there, before you know, till they operate it. We, they create the MD environment for brothers and sisters. One, we don't ever go to school because they do adult literacy day, they do numeracy and other courses. We go teach you and guide you what you able to do. Because as a teller, was in stress, now 2 years. You don't need too much education. But when you value, say, I want to receive stress. Before I go bad, let I depart idleness. Because idleness is very expensive. If I get 10,000 leones at idle, I eat her. How for replacer? I know they work. Nobody know they give me. You know? Then at the end of the day, I know get respect, even at the Oswa day. So, then people there, we create the enabling environment for them. But how many people? Because most times, some parents then, immediately they picking, they still say, even from class 3, they don't say she's a slow learner. They don't know say this instead of law guide her, let you some side. Because TEFOC education, it empower you. After 2 years, you don't learn something. You don't vocationalize, you don't get skill. You're able to use your hand, your knowledge for let you use machines and other items then. After that 2 years, if you're very strong, you can still sit WAS or Beke and go to university. But look, home economics, clothing and tech side, food and nutrition, not too much. You can remember one Dr. Kamabi, they say, na BSC fry fry. We are saying in fact to make come music, you know. But what does that mean? What's the way they do catering? You know, now middle level manpower. You don't ever know the value of a caterer. When we go per program, up to now you don't care, they don't serve it. And that's how you know say they for serve me.
But so, again, una self get the responsibility for the showcase some of them people there, lay people and they know say this particular education now one way if you go through you not go regret and you go must get something we go able to achieve.
Yeah, that's very great, Fatima. Yeah, because recently self in December 2016, December 10, we do graduation. We graduate over 32 students then. And in that program, the guest speaker was the deputy mayor, Nain Dudandi. He able even tell that audience say indeed the people here we for market them. Would they do that? And we're very proud of that and we're very grateful because even 98.1, there was a time then, if you benefit from one of the secretary, right now, they're on the way now for go for Bay College, for go do degree course. So that's just a show, say, institutions, the way they empower after we don't train them, where they accept them for do intern, accept them for do voluntary service, then institutions serve themselves, we get an accolade because now they put value by them. Because not to all man, even Japanese, they're not to they're all intelligent. So when they're still there, when a seamstress there, when a tailor, when a plumbers, when a other caterers. But for our country, what is our problem? We always look at, Fatima, I'll tell you here clearly, my dear sister, we look at TEFOC education as a dumping ground. And that's very, very discouraging. You go to places like Ghana or Ouagadougou, which is Burkina Faso, if you see the structures of TEFOC, if they tell you, saying that TEFOC facilities than this, you know they believe. But in Sierra Leone, immediately you are sure with TEFOC. Ah, because a second chance. Because I don't want to be picking survey, come out, convent, you go TEFOC.
So, if we're not concerned, why we not go try for change that particular perception?
It's great. Because we are guided and recognized and supervised by government. Government gets in policies where they move accurately and gradually. We're very grateful to them. But how this go happen? Let I be very honest with you. Now, MPSC, government, get government number. Where MPSC they come on? Once I picking a government number, the school will put for Alexander Bo School. But once you get government number, at the end of the day, they go secondary school. But for Beke, once Beke come on, with all the statistics where they do for Beke, this man, he get outstanding results. If I go mainstream, SS1. This man, if I repeat, this man, they join the left hand in the hands of the parents or the guardian. So if you left that in the hands of the guardian, the Ghanaian one let the Peking get fine results and go SS, but that Peking don't get that nature. In the end, it repeats. Some Peking, after they don't repeat 3 times, they don't know, say, but Johnny will do well. Before ever they will cry and go to we. Like, say, winner, he don't pay. But that's not it. It's good for every parent, every guardian, every citizen, every authority in the community for identify the child at that time. The people that sit back here, they are between the ages of 16 and 11. After all, they're big, small. So if you need to speak and they do well, tell us, say, TEFOC they under. Why do we say we are all TEFOC institutions? RIPS, Crystals, PROA, all their assistant institutions, St. Peter's, they're still there. So let government get a measure, say, this particular category of students they will not see. Instead of let we them out and then our streets, they create problem of doing to alcoholism or other activities, let we encourage the parents, say, so possible under. For instance, what I want to say, back cannot come on now. Government don't get the statistics of them. You go say the following names there, the name will appear on our YWCA, for letting go enroll into several skills. Tomorrow, even me auntie don't tell me, say, hey, Leonard, you don't see this back here, you don't do well, but your name will appear on our YWCA. So now for good day. If me auntie go there, where government send me name day, me auntie go no say, government self, they saw it for her, for letting go learn something, so I become self-reliant. But if they left me and me pray no more, me guide them, they don't even know if I'm my auntie or the person, you know, sabi me in the street, to pull me at the end of the day. I go sabi smart, you know, but I'm not going to be useful. I don't get any skill where go earn me respect and money. I go just say no more, perhaps, waska, we're not to me choice. So then, make me head rap tag, we're not to me choice. Then other activities, we're not going to really bring profit or tax to this nation. Now, Lord, watch with full assistance then. All of them, most of the citizens, you know, they plant, they do all kinds of things. Even as I speak, a good number of them can go now institution. After 2 years, you know, they only serve the tailoring, they also get certificates because institution is recognized and supervised by Ministry of Education, Science and Technology, like any other tech work institutions. But just because we get a negative perception, they look at us and say, ah, now don't pin. You say, well, you go be university graduate, because I can remember when
okay.
I yeah.
The issue we get for do with government recommending some picking when are slow learners then for the go na tech vote
yes,
institution
ma'am.
Them. Yeah. Now one very important one, but again, una na this particular department, mm-hmm. una don't ever they make government they see that particular need, they say yes, this is important for make we they do this particular recommendation.
Yeah, when the opportunity is given, we're gonna meet meetings, we must put ideas together and tell government that if we allow brother the way they get government number in NPSC. Then again, law get mandates. If you attend Becker, you don't learn something. If you pick the classics, you can able to do something for you, say, because impressed. How much more this man don't go attend Becker? It must value. So that we can do the recommendation, even as I speak. I hope the authorities must listen. Let them see a way that certain category of students, they enforce them. Using the word force, because if the parent or the guardian will say, yes, this speaking, in them appear on a crystal, so this became for God so. Sometimes that alone cable encourage and say yes, I for do. Now government say that go under. Sometimes after me 2 years training, I cable get knowledge again and sit back here or was and forge me dream ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Continue for the inside studio with me. When we come back, we can talk about your own vocational training center. When a Crystals Training Center and in name na Leonard Bunde and are the acting principal. The program is still listening to Namide Show and it come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Not forget say you can send a text message to the number 077-981-981. The number again is 077-981-981. I dey continue with the program and now I dey go to another issue. This being termed, the Civil Registration Authority Secretariat come with material and where they go use for do the civil registration and voter registration for the 2018 election. We make them be go pack them material there and at the National Electoral Commission neck, then we are house now Wellington. This make the Internal Affairs Minister go look them material here. And inside a work away it do for go see them material there now the warehouse where then say cost. But $14 million. We on Theodore Arena be there with them and he talked to Foley Kamara when are the Director General for the Civil Registration Authority. We tell them more about their material there and how they intend for use them for the registration process.
Well, really, the minister can be conducted so now this way I also saw pack consignment of kits that we can last week for the mass civil and voter registration at this country. So, as a minister responsible for internal affairs and responsibility for Kaluk, then kids here, and how work they go on for meet up this mass registration.
Okay, so almost kids we they talk about, so we can.
Well, actually, when don't check children now, 4,080 kids can. Because we expect 4,066, but they increase now to 4,080 kids there.
Okay, so then kids there, so waiting are the purpose for them?
Then kits are biometric registration kits. then they for both civil registration and voter registration. Now they will get for use for do the mass registration. Also mass registration for register everybody tap na Sierra Leone. We'll say everybody tap na Sierra Leone. Those people go know a foreigner involved. Yes, all foreigners, refugee, displaced, so asylum seekers, as long as na salute tap will register you. And if we borders there, we'll get for Cameroon and Sierra Leone, we'll register them back.
Okay, so now make we talk about the couple we involved and the material there so we then come with.
It costs more than $14 million. And solely 100% government sponsored. 100%. And government not tap the game and good money. As I talk to you, with the bail offices in the 12 districts. So the National Civil Registration Office, it will be completely decentralized. Where they get office from Waterloo. If you go Waterloo, opposite the police station, you see that they renovate one building, then we get that. All districts will get a full office. What's a full office? We they get what they call a server, we they get a communication equipment there for send the data and friction. Because as I talk to you, even as Sarah tell you work on that. Usai fiber knowledge, then we install a microwave. And even Bond Island, we don't build office there. We they build back office now the mainland Usai na Matujo. And Bond Island, since you not get any line of direction or what, we install a satellite. So that when I do registration upline, we no need for bring all the kids the free to offer can upload. From the upline, it can straight na the data center. We na the National Civil Registration Authority, the headquarter. While next year, na the data processing center, it will be the processing data center, everything I have a processor, and I'll give a do the mass printing.
One go wants to know if you satisfy with the material layer so we then come with.
No, satisfied because before the material can, me and some of my staff that will go China will go witness the production. That was December. The 3rd of this year back, the Deputy Minister of Internal Affairs back, lead delegation of three people in NSF go, they witness now the final production and the packaging of the engineer from America. We they train people to everybody go for touch that machine there. Like me, even myself, I'm not trained for touch them. But we they train people who not then get for operate their machines then day. So what you go do back, would they use the media for explain to people them about this machine? As soon as I see how they put them. First of all, the machine here, we do the announcement, the bid. We put bid out. Number six company now they mean bid. We look at the price, but not tap the world. Well done. Now see where they all can demonstrate the equipment. The equipment among the six company that and bring equipment. Now take the all less than I don't care then go. That is last year June. You remember the weather or the, but the people who use, now then people who the broke stone. Why we do them? The fingerprints. Lord, we say, okay. And when we look, we feel say that the equipment is fit for salon. So if we go to China, now the specification look, one after another, we we'll go with the IT specialism. Now two IT man are good. Man, the one man who na software specialist, the other one na hardware specialist. We look if not the specification, and then not the specification.
Who's coming where we finally get the contract?
Now they call us Smartmatic. Now Smartmatic, then get the local representative, they call SMRC. Now then get this contract.
Okay, so now make we talk about the training for them people and we get for
well,
use these kids.
This training don't begin from last year. Now we don't complete what we call the training of trainers. The trainers they now they go around and train at district level up to go na local level, that is the village level. We don't do recruitment, but we work with NEG now for finalize the list. We'll go and at district, we go do recruitment at district level. Western area, urban get the young recruitment, who are not so. So when we done them people and there, we get people who take what they call data entry clerk. Now they get for use the kits there. Now they get for train on how to use the kits. But as I talk to you, those just train about 30, first set of 30 Sierra Leonean, how for mend the kits if problem day. That is technician, in case of problem day, how they will solve the problem. They don't train them.
In name na Fode Kamara and the Director General for the Civil Registration Authority and if they talk to we on Theodore Arena about the equipment them where government don't carry it for the two registration process them when are the voter and civil registration process. The program is still listening to na midday show and it come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. I dey continue with the program, and I still get me guest inside the studio where na Leonard Bunde,
yeah.
And na the acting principal Christel Vocational Training Center na Circular Road. Now we dey go to this particular training center as we don't talk much on TechVoc institution. Now this on a particular center, waiting una don't they do, and since when una open them, and waiting don't they happen at this particular center?
Yeah, thank you very much. You know, the concept of crystals began long ago, especially in the 70s. And the founders of that institution, they be do very wise. They not say, youth, then they, and youth, then they for care for them. They not be just, for one of the oldest institutions that will begin provide middle-level manpower education for people that will not take book. And we get three departments where we do where they exist in that institution. We get secretariat and business studies. And that course, in 2 years. The requirement for that course, at least, if you attempt Beke, where you go going to secretariat. Because secretariat or secretary, not a full person. First way, full, do secretary job. So if you don't go to that level, you pass, you attempt, okay, we'll admit you to that department. So that way, you did, after 2 years, we'll give you opportunity for being in touch, like how will democracy be the promote we. From there now, you can grow and get the particular outside experience after the classroom. Again, we get catering department where they exist in that school. Catering center are 2 years. Most of the times, even when we look at certain very renowned restaurants there, like Lovetta Kitchen or whatever, you see the food very decent for it. But you know, you go one for no whether they make their food them. Now, I mean, that catering department also would attempt, would admit students their way, attend Beke, although they will not go to school at all. Now, if you not go to school, we're not they say with the PPI, you just for kitchen. Just like for dinner, the fry, the beats, the pass here. But certain basic training, the way they get, you know, numeracy, arithmetic, they do that, literacy, English, and other courses. So that
so,
at least.
So, before we go further, how that particular person go able to cope with all the one in the
yeah.
As you say, a person will not go to school at all?
Yeah, if you not go to school, you can admit you at the catering department. Okay. Because for that 2 year old, they train you, we'll get teachers the other way they train you, numeracy and literacy. We go really patient with you. Now, maybe we look at this adult education where they take place. Somebody can say, now, adult education, I go sit, I grow. All what's interested, it depends on the individual. Most adults, they will not go to school. But believe me, 1, 2, 3, they will count them. ABC, they will write them. Now, matter how they just get a corridor, we are in the cable, put up and say, write this, and then grow. And at the end of the day, the status of that person, they will be known. You know, somebody may not sit back here, or you don't sit worse. If they work, if they do catering, you first say even when you go to a hotel or restaurant, the service is different. In real way, they play now they say they different. You go come so then at the restaurant or the bar, now they go there serve. Why is the other people there when they really prepare the decent food when they in the kitchen? No matter how food sweet they prepare them, at the kitchen, now they come up first before you can at the counter. So that category of people then they. Before we discourage you and say, you know, go to school, we just send you out, we'll encourage you. And when you can we'll prepare you, believe me, where you go, it must be a kitchen staff. And once in a kitchen staff, you know what that name means, Fatima. Again, we get tailoring and dressmaking. We get seamstress, they already train, because the woman then are seamstress and the man then are tailor. And after that 2 years training, as I say, we get competent teacher their way with great experience. They don't do over 10 years. We're grounded, we don't train a lot of seamstress then and tailor them. At the end of the day, we give paperback certificates very approved by the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology. And also, we attach you to tailoring, shop there for you to get outside knowledge. This tailoring itself, in fact, in the self-employed. Because merely you don't know as a tailor, you know the season. Now, veranda you get, now, compound you get, you enjoy the buy machine, you begin to operate as a tailor or a seamstress. So, if I say, then three departments, then secretariat and business studies, catering, tailoring and dressmaking. And then department that we will get. And we, the only stiff on admission, especially for the secretariat.
Okay, we cancel that, but educational-wise, if you say we can only contribute meaningfully to go.
Greatly.
How?
A lot of brothers and sisters, the way they work like very important places, they go to the institution. You know, most secretaries, and even the one that we are civil servants, because you say government employ secretaries, where they did grade 4, grade 3, in the civil service. So a good number of them, 14 and they a good number of them, they work in NGOs. I know we just can't name NGO here, but I'm very grateful to the NGOs and institutions that where they always accept to students then forget the outside classroom experience. Because I know that If you go train as a secretary for 2 years in the classroom, then at the end of the day, you write letter to an institution, say, let this person can't get internship. Then they ignore. Okay. If I say, they weaken, you know.
Okay, continue further with me inside the studio. Acting principal, Christel Tech Voc, Center na Sakila Road, and in name na Leonard J. Bunde.
Yeah.
Bunde. Continue further with me at the studio, and now we they go inside with Sports Corner and get sports updates from Suleiman Storm Koroma.
I thank you very much. We start with athletics this afternoon. Usai with Sisi, Usain Bolt go lost one of a medal. That's not because one party, one MOE go on the quartet inside 2008. Na Benjin, Nesta Kata, being take a substance way then say be done banned by the IAAF. And so because of Dandy, Usain Bolt go return one of the 9 medals them we don't win. As Fambul go member say, in 2008 at the Benjin Olympic, Usain Bolt win the 100, 204 by 100 meters, but now then they strip them off the 4 by 100 meters because, as I said food before, Nesta Kata, when a one party quartet runners them, they use a banned substance. Well, today the African Cup of Nations they start, and the quarterfinals of the African Cup of Nations they start, and it will be a hard rocking event for the one them way qualify. I'll just give you an idea of how the qualifications be turned like and tell you the teams that they lock on today. Obino say Ghana been take on DR Congo. And that game, they're going to be winning by 2-1. That'll be a very close game. But Ghana, now only win them. And of course, we may also see Usai Egypt take on Morocco. And Egypt beat Morocco by 1-0. The other game we've been playing, we may see Usai Burkina Faso may take on Tunisia. And Burkina Faso will be outstand. And Tunisians there. And that game day also we see Usai, it be hard for break between the two sides. And Senegal, they also take on Cameroon. The game be end not, but post-game penalties, we been see Usai Cameroon have been beat that game day. And just apologies, they talk about the semi-finals instead of the quarterfinals. The analysis are the due now for the quarterfinals, but the games that we get for play today now for the semi-finals. So watch out, it's going to be Ghana versus Cameroon and Egypt versus Burkina Faso. I mean, an exciting match, an exciting game, and we'll wait for see whether it could be this time West Africa young team for win the African Cup of Nations. Well, we'll go quickly in England. Usa will see yesterday games and play in the English Premier League. Among the big games that we play, now Chelsea will go away to Liverpool for play inside the English Premier League. Of course, Chelsea take the lead inside the first half. But we see Usa Liverpool come strong for end the game through an equalizer. So that game, they end 1-1. Chelsea still day on top of the English Premier League. Of course, we see Tottenham Hotspur draw with Sunderland goalless. And we also see Usa Arsenal lost the game by 2-1. So because of that, the Tottenham Hotspur this year, 47 points with Arsenal. Then the second and third, now the English Premier League, respectively. Of course, other games and they will get for play today. And one padding game then they, of course, we get for Suicide Manchester. The two Manchester teams get for play today. Manchester United go try for come from then draw with them, we don't get inside the Premier League. And try for can't see how then FA Cup victory then we get go replicate inside the English Premier League. Away from that, I think, say, we also get some news across the wall about transfer news then. Gossips wait on the go, but as we continue with the program, now me the show, we will tell you now plenty. We don't happy. I think for the sport this afternoon, Fatima, that's a sport.
Okay, thank you very much, Master Koroma, for that wonderful sport update today. We will continue with the program, and now I will go inside with Well Body Corner and bring you information we get for Do It Health Business.
This now Well Body Corner, where they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Inside the Well Body Corner today, we go talk about 5 reasons why make cleanliness important to your well body. 1. Where you dey practice for the clean always, good for your well body. 1. As it will make you not get them bad sick them, where go and bug in your well body. A very important for make parents them go to teach them picking their habits here. For they wash their hand before they eat every day, for they brush their teeth and wash every day. And also for they keep them surrounding clean, as it good for their well body. 1. Some pandy reason them why make it important for make you be clean always? Nah, it help prevent make you not get them bad sick them, like malaria, chicken pox, and cold. Go to keep you surrounding clean so that the insects them no go give them bad sick. When you clean all them, it go help make you not stress or worry about nothing. And also, when you clean all them, it good for your personal hygiene, as it go make you not get them skin rash or hair dandruff. Now, for always maintain cleanliness na your house, workplace, road, and public place, for make you go get a healthy surrounding, so that you no go get them bad sick them, we go on bugging you well body one, as well body na gently. Stay tuned to Radio Democracy for another edition of Well Body Corner. We will meet you tomorrow with me, Princess Pierce.
Okay, well, inside the studio, I still get with me the acting principal for Crystal Stegvok na Sakila Road. And we continue with the program. We don't talk so much, but why make it important for Go Stegvok and also waiting on don't contribute to the education sector in the country. Now, one major concern where plenty people listen at that make them not like for Go Technical Vocational Institute now that not the one way they involve too much of practical then say it costly, then that's not one major concern where people where don't they attend them particular side they also get for una yon side how it don't tally.
Yeah, and we as I tell you say we in our government assisted institution, we not to a private institution where they run. But the issue of catering now a very expensive department, not only for we as Stegvok, but even at home economics level. Because food, even our African dish at the prepare cassava leaf, the way you prepare na university, na the same way that person say go prepare. You know, but practicals not to a burden. What is important about it, an experiment? Because if I go cook 20 cup rice, they will teach me how to cook 2 cup rice. So if I know how to cook 2 cup rice, 20 cup rice, I not go panic for cooker. So then I dandy. But certain causes like catering at all levels, even in university or any textbook situation, you get for duam. Because you must prepare a recipe, we should say that this is the prepare. So that one, not too expensive as they say. For I know once work so very cheap. But if you go to an institution, you talk to the secretary, it will tell you, say, indeed, yeah, I find that candy. We get a very big structure at the back, and then catering and tailoring and dressmaking department at day and day. So even like the tailoring back, with a beginner from this cement paper, they see my they do construction, that's cement paper. Now from there they begin. Before ever self will allow you for use scissors on a popline. Because we not say you they go buy your cooler part 80,000. But believe me, now only the tailor, now you get mine, now you press sense, it takes scissors, it shape out to his size.
Okay, certification wise, I mean nationally and internationally, mm-hmm. How recommendable it be?
No, it is because the director of higher education, science and technology and minister of education, then get the mandate for endorse certificates that they produce. Okay. So certificate they produce not only from UN, minister of education, they endorse her and sign up for put value per we brother and sisters then we not get opportunity for mainstream education. We demand wisely because adults is difficult for control. So we really work at any time we want. For can work now on time, dress, wear uniform, go to school, we get a picking and work in our house, it can be very challenging. But until so you willing, say yes, at the go these 2 years, at the assigner for let her go to a tailor or at all a secretary before so you say put team value to itself.
Okay. Yeah. Well now not time for make we get we history corner inside the program.
Now, so I will welcome you to another edition of History Corner for today, February 1. Inside this day, 1587, Queen Elizabeth I of England been signed death warrant for in cousin Mary Stuart, winner Queen of Scotland. Inside this day, 1884, then been pulled Nado the first volume of Oxford English Dictionary. Inside this day, 1662, Dutch garrison on Formosa surrender to Chinese pirates. Inside this day, 1790, then be drive the Chinese troop them out of Vietnam capital. Inside this day, 1790, U.S. Supreme Court been sit for the very first time. Inside this day, 1793, France be declare war on Great Britain and Netherlands. Inside this day, 1796, then be move the capital of Upper Canada from Newark to York. Inside this day, 1809, Dutch King Louis Napoleon being grieved for the metric system. When all this we get inside this day in history, where they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM, with me, Elizabeth Ali Blango.
Okay, well, we not get better time again inside the program. And quickly, I will go to my guest for make it just left with final word we get for do with the Crystals Tech Voc Center on Circular Road. Yes, Mr. Abundo.
Yeah, family. While we really get the mandate for help with brothers and sisters, the one way they help with our host for let them enroll into Tech Voc Institution. Because that cable add respect to them and they make themselves reliant. Idleness not too very expensive. You know, if somebody not go, you don't go attempt back care, or now from 2 stop, if you say in future don't end. If you put an attempt institution, especially a Crystals Vocational Training Center, 162 Circular Road, you don't add value to them. Instead, serve tomorrow, it will serve as a good example to in picking the way you will get in community and able to pay tax so that this country will develop. I thank you very much for giving me this opportunity in 98.1.
Okay, well, plenty thanks to you. When I'm a guest, Leonard Bunde, when I'm the acting principal, Crystals Tech Voc Circular Road, and he be there inside the studio with me for can talk about the importance of Tech Voc education as salon and self waiting institution don't they do and how they don't try for push education at the country. Well, now so the program Mide Show go left it today, Wednesday, February 1, 2017, and I say plenty thanks to all my colleagues that we don't go around and get the material for make the program go reach you and self to you we don't listen to the program. Plenty text message I don't come inside where we're not go able for read, but I'm sure we go able for watch them later now with Facebook page and see how we go respond to them. So the man where they be in the machine when I Otis Parkinson Thomas, plenty thank you to you and self to all the one them we put on for make this program reach you. Me producer na be Alex Lawrence Kuruma and me na Fatima Sisi we present the program. Tata so say tomorrow we another edition of the program. Me they show go reach you live from this frequency.
Let me just listen to the program, The Midday Show. We come you alive and direct from this frequency. Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM, broadcasting live from Freetown. Another edition, God being we help, I go come your way tomorrow, same time, same station. Continue for day with Radio D 98.1 FM for the very best in broadcasting. A satisfaction, as always, is absolutely a guarantee.